You know, I have this slide to start. It says, awed at Jesus' birth. I think sometimes it's easier for kids to comprehend that than as adults, because when we become adults, how many of you feel like the Christmas season is almost the most rushed time of your life? You've got Christmas parties, you've got presents to buy, you've got all kinds of things that are happening during this time, and sometimes it's difficult for us to really stop and think about how incredible and awesome what God did at Christmas time. Sometimes that's just lost, and on Christmas morning we try to stop for a moment, but with the rush of life sometimes it can be difficult to realize how incredible what we're celebrating really is. To get wrapped up in the presents, to get wrapped up in providing presents for our kids, and closing out work and all those things. So let's just stop and let's pray for a moment. Father, we do want to just stop for just a few moments here. And we just ask your Holy Spirit to still our hearts. We ask you just to push out of our mind all the commitments and all the things that we have going. And let us spend just a moment in contemplating how incredible you are and how incredible the birth of Jesus really is. Speak to our hearts and let us see what your great plan for us is. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, the Bible tells us in Psalms 95:6, it says, "Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." And if any time of the year should make us feel that way, it's at this moment that we are celebrating when God entered into the world. Think about that. When our lives are going on and we're rushed and we're pressured with all kinds of things, it's really difficult sometimes to sense the pressure of God, especially the faster your life goes or the more demands that you have. But in reality, God has done something that should capture our hearts and bring us to our knees. Isaiah 9:2 prophesied this. It said, "The people who walk in darkness," and what he's talking about walking in darkness, doesn't mean that the sun's gone down on us. But it means that we simply cannot see the light of the world. We can't see Christ. We can't see God. We can't see His purposes and all the things that are happening in our lives. It's so easy for our circumstances to crowd out God's purposes. It says, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. Thou shalt increase their gladness." Well, that's what we want. We want the joy of the Holy Spirit, the joy of God's presence in our lives. "Thou shalt increase their gladness. They shall be glad in thy presence. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us. He will be responsible for leading the people. His name will be Wonderful, Counselor, Powerful God, Father who lives forever, Prince of Peace. Power and peace will be in his kingdom and will continue to grow forever." Think of the promise of what God is bringing to us in Christ. "He will rule as king on David's throne and over David's kingdom. He will make it strong by ruling with justice and goodness from now on and forever." I love the way it sums it up. The Lord all-powerful will do this because of his strong love for his people. That's an amazing statement, isn't it? God had all of this planned because of his great love for us. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life," or eternal life. John starts off by saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And of course, you know the Word is Jesus. Because it tells us in verse 14 that the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. I like the New Living Translation that says, the Word became a human and made His home with us. Think about that thought. You've got the God of the universe that is so far beyond our comprehension. But He wanted us to know Him. And so He came and took human form so we could comprehend a little bit of who He was. And He wanted not just to come visit us, but to dwell with us, to make His home with us. The glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. We see what God is really like in Christ. And it's interesting in how He came. You know, Adam was created a full-grown man. God could have come to us and revealed Himself to us in any way that He wanted. Why did He choose to come as an infant? For the same reason that He spoke those words to Mary and to Joseph and to almost everyone that He appears to, or an angel appears to. Because we know that our lives have not lived up to God's standard. I know mine hasn't. We know that we have not put God, who created us, first. We know that we have pushed Him aside and we have our own desires and our own agendas that we feel are more important than the plan and the purpose of the God who created us and put us on this earth. We know that we have done things that we would never stand in His presence and want to admit. And so our hearts, apart from God's grace, are afraid. And when God reveals Himself in His greatness and in His purity and His goodness, we fall to our knees in fear. And so Christ came on this earth in the most vulnerable, the least threatening possible way to send the message that you don't need to be afraid. He didn't come to judge. He didn't come to condemn. He didn't come to make you pay for the things that you've done. He came because He loved you. And out of His great love, He did not want to see you separated from Him because of your fear. God's love is great and His forgiveness is endless and boundless. His unfailing love is boundless. It's not God's heart that keeps us from Him. It's our fear. It's our own consciousness that made us back away because we know that we're guilty. And so Christ came, the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us and grew among us. And the Bible tells us that God sent His Son into the world not to condemn the world, but to save it. And the great message of Christmas is this, is that God will pull back His greatness and His power and His awesomeness enough that we can see and come to Him without fear because He cares enough about us that He doesn't want to be threatened. That's a wonderful thing. Those who believe in Him, verse 18 says, won't be condemned. So if we cling to Him, if we accept Him, if we just align ourselves with Him and listen to Him, He will wipe those sins away. He will bring us into His family. And He will become our God and our Father. But those who don't believe in Him are already condemned because they don't believe in God's only Son. And this is an interesting explanation of that. This is why people are condemned. The light came into the world. In other words, we can understand why people would fear God when they don't know Him. We can understand why we can see our guilt and see His holiness. We can see our need and see how great that He is. We can see how beneath Him we are and we could fear His presence. We can see that. But the light came into the world that revealed that God is not a threat to us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our sins. And He loves us and wants to forgive us and restore us and build us up and make us into the people that He created us to be. So the light came into the world, and yet people loved the dark rather than the light. In other words, Christmas time comes. And if we want to stop engaging with everything in the world and listen to the words of God and to the message of God, it's right there for us to see. It's right there for us to receive. It's right there for us to embrace. But if we don't want to come to terms with a God who loves us because we don't want to be under His authority, there's plenty of Christmas distractions to keep us from having to think about the meaning of Christmas. I can look at the tree. I can covet all of the great gifts that I might get. I can go sit in Santa Claus' lap. Might be tough at my age, but there's a lot of things that I can think about besides what we're really celebrating and what God is doing. Galatians 4:4 tells us when the right time came, God sent His Son. Sometimes I used to think about why God waited so long. Why was He preparing the world? And why was it the right time for Christ to come? And there are lots of reasons that we can humanly figure that out. But the main message of it is this, is that God understands our hearts as individuals, and as a world. And at the right time, God sent His Son. And there's a right time for you too. Some of you have been in places where you have felt God's calling. And all of a sudden, when you stopped and you were still, for those moments, God supernaturally revealed Himself to you. And all of a sudden, it wasn't a Sunday school teacher telling you about Jesus. It wasn't a preacher. It wasn't your parents reading a Bible storybook before you went to bed. But all of a sudden, you knew you were in the presence of God. And at that right moment, Christ came and His Spirit touched your spirit. And it didn't matter what you thought or what other people said. You knew God was there. You knew God was real. You knew God was calling you. He was opening up that light. And you had the same choice that everyone else has of whether or not you would embrace that light and step into God's presence, knowing that that would take everything that you are and put it at His feet. Or you drew back from that light. And you didn't want to approach God because you didn't want to give Him what was inside of you. And so you pushed away back into darkness and looked for a distraction to think about what God might want from you later. Some of you have had that experience several times. Many of you in this room have at some time responded to that. And as Christ came into your life, you understood what the Bible means when it said you were made a new Your physical body didn't change. Your mind didn't change. But your heart changed. And all of a sudden now, for some reason you could not explain, your heart and your life now belong to God that you knew loved you more than anyone else in the world. And you were His. And the things you thought and the things you wanted were suddenly different. And you could not explain it. Because you had believed in Christ. You had clung to Him. You had responded to Him. And as the Bible said, you had been born from above. You had been born again. God comes at that right time when our hearts are listening. And He speaks. Many of you have had times where life was struggling and you called out and wanted God to speak. But He doesn't speak when we want. He speaks when our hearts are ready to respond. You see, at just the right time, when we were powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. When Christ came into the world, it was a joyous event. But the world didn't really understand why he had come, or the extent of God's heart that he wanted to reveal. But when he came to the end of his life here, it became very, very evident what he was trying to reveal about God's heart. Because he took all of the sin of this world, all of the selfishness, all of the anger, the bitterness, the hatred, everything that oppresses our hearts, he took on his back with every lash of that whip, with every hammer that hit those nails that drove into his hands and his feet. And he died on that cross to let us know that even though our hearts had pushed him away, and even though we may have chosen darkness rather than light, even though we had chosen our desires over his love, he would give his life in order for us to have our eyes open and embrace him and become part of our family. It was always his unchanging plan. It was his unchanging plan before the world began. It's his unchanging plan for you at this moment. That you become adopted into his family through Jesus Christ. And it is only through Jesus Christ that we see who God is. He is full of truth, but he is full of grace. And the truth is that we do not meet the standard of what God desired for our life. But the truth is also that he is full of grace, and he is willing to forgive and accept us and empower us with his spirit and his love to become the people that he designed us to be. Christ died for the ungodly. It's the reason he came. It's the reason that we stop and we think, how awesome a God is this, that would give up everything in heaven to come and to reveal himself to individuals like us who are here for just a moment in time, and we are gone. Compared to the eternity of God, our lives are nothing. But to God, they are something. He loves us, and he wants us. Let's pray. Father, it is so easy for us to get caught up in the bustle and the hustle and all of the advertisements and the attractions of Christmas, and to forget that the greatest gift of all came from you. And all the things that we're going to open, and all the Christmas mornings or all the Christmas Eves, every gift we'll ever receive means nothing compared to the love that you showed us when you sent your Son. And we thank you, Father, that you see us. We thank you that at just the right time you sent Christ. And we thank you that when our hearts are at that right moment, you pull back the supernatural. And you allow us to catch a glimpse of your presence, to hear your call, to know you're there. Father, I pray that you will help us to see in the birth of that child the great purpose that would end in that crucifixion, to pay the price for our sins, and to open the door for us to, without fear, come to you, knowing that you would give everything for us. And so, Father, right now, as your Spirit speaks, we pray that we will respond. And we pray, Father, that you will forgive us. And if any are here and your Spirit is speaking to them now, I just pray that they will pray with me and to say, Father, forgive me. Forgive me for everything I've ever said or done or thought that I know is not what you desire. Forgive me for neglecting and pushing you away, for living my life for myself and taking you and life for granted. I want to thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you died on that cross to forgive me. And I accept that forgiveness. I don't deserve it, but I accept it. I want you in my life. I give my heart to you. I give my life to you. And I ask you to fill me with your Spirit and make me the person you want me to be. You are an awesome God. Your love is unbelievable. And I thank you for showing me that love through Christ. In Christ's name we pray.